Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
Obviously, it's valuable to read each psalm carefully before we consider what it means. As we peruse Psalm 80, we see a repeated chorus prayer that shows the three main divisions. And like the rising sun, each time the psalmist enlarges the name of the Lord. First, there is a general appeal for the Lord's help, verses 1 to 3, concluding with, "Restore us, O God, cause your face to shine, and we shall be saved." The second section, verses 4 to 7, is a plea to the Lord to come to their rescue speedily, leading to this, quote, "Restore us, O God of hosts, cause your face to shine, and we shall be saved," verse 7. The large main section, verses 8 to 19, paints the sad condition of the once flourishing vine of Israel, and again adds to the title, quote, "Restore us, O Lord God of hosts, cause your face to shine, and we shall be saved," verse 19. The psalm begins with an appeal to the shepherd heart of God, seeking his wandering people, and specifically the three tribal regions in the heart of the land, quote, Ephraim, Benjamin, and Manasseh. Where Ephraim and Manasseh are the double inheritance of Joseph, Benjamin was Joseph's little brother. You'll notice that the third section describes the coming out from Egypt. It was there Joseph married a Gentile bride, and so his two sons were half Jewish and half Gentile. So although God, quote, "cast out the nations," verse 8, to make a place for this vine nation he planted, it was always his purpose that, like Joseph, Israel would be, quote, "a fruitful bough whose branches run over the wall," Genesis 49:22. This psalm links with Isaiah's song of the vineyard, Isaiah 5, verses 1 to 7, and our Lord's parable, Matthew 21, verses 33 to 39. Who can restore her? Only, quote, "the man of your right hand, the Son of Man, whom you made strong for yourself." Psalm 80, verse 17. Rise and shine, Lord.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.